Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. That's the point of the program. Though, of course, we'll start out with some things that you might be interested in, like corruption. There's no end to the stories of the corruption of the various different government people, specifically the people in the positions of enforcement, the people on the front lines, the police. But in this case, not the regular police, ICE. Immigrations and Customs Enforcement. This is the new bureaucracy that they created to replace the old INS, I guess. It's not just immigration, it's customs, too. And it's all, of course, part of the Department of Homeland Security, you know, keeping you safe.
Yeah, it's more efficient now.
What do you mean?
Well, ICE is more efficient. They put customs and immigration together. That's more efficient.
It's like dry ice.
Yeah, well, the more things change, the more they stay the same. In this case, they would like you to believe, the government people, that they're out there keeping you protected from immigration and drugs and terrorists. But reality is that when you put people in charge of an agency that gives them a monopoly over coercive force, and they purport to be doing something to keep you safe, what many of them are actually doing, beyond some of them are probably pretty obedient and they just follow orders, but others will use the position for their own personal benefit. And to hell with whatever the orders are, to hell with the plan of keeping people out or keeping whatever it is out. Not that I think that people should be kept out. I don't. I think that in a free country, that free people should be able to cross imaginary lines in the sand without having to beg some bureaucrat's permission. I think that your lines on your property should be sacred because, well, that's legitimately owned private property. If you want to keep me off of your property or whoever you want off of your property, that should be your business.
Right. The suggestion there is the United States owns the United States. But as far as I'm concerned, Dale doesn't own my property, and I don't own his. And I don't think that Dale and his friends should be able to get together and vote in order to keep the people that I want. And quite frankly, I feel the same as you, Ian. I want people that want to do better for themselves and their families to come here and work hard. Right. Now, I'm of the opinion that we don't have an immigration problem in this country. We have a welfare problem.
Correct. And this isn't specifically about immigration necessarily. It's just that it's an ICE guy because now they do customs as well. But we can talk about immigration. I know, in fact, you had something you wanted to mention about that. But the story is from judicialwatch.org. In yet another blow to a scandal-plagued U.S. Department of Homeland Security agency, one of the highest-ranking officials in the history of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement has admitted that he collaborated with Mexican drug dealers. Richard Kramer, who once headed the busy Nogales, Arizona ICE headquarters and was twice an attaché to Mexico, pleaded guilty in a South Florida federal court to obstructing justice by helping a pair of Mexican drug traffickers avoid arrest. The veteran federal agent, again, the guy in charge of their headquarters in Arizona, the veteran agent assisted the drug smugglers and money launderers by obtaining confidential information from U.S. law enforcement databases. That doesn't sound too legal. Including the National Criminal Information Center and the criminal information systems of the DEA, as well as ICE. Now, at the time, Kramer was in charge of ICE operations in Guadalajara, Mexico. And, you know, we've told you stories about Joe Arpaio, who's the sheriff in Maricopa County, Arizona, and that he, at one time, was the DEA's head guy in Mexico City. So a lot of these guys that are
he's
very corrupt.
He's what? A whip cracker.
Who, Arpaio?
Yeah. He was on a recent episode of Bull Manure. They don't actually call it Bull Manure, but
right, right.
The Penn & Teller show on HBO.
Pretty hardcore, yeah.
Some of these guys are very, very corrupt. They've spent time down in Mexico. While they were down there, they probably did who knows what and met who knows who. But Anyway, in this case, he helped arrange the safe return to Mexico of a money launderer and drug dealer hiding in Miami, Florida. The men's criminal associates in Mexico had Kramer run their names in U.S. law enforcement databases to determine whether there were any arrest warrants or investigations pending. Kramer provided printouts of the confidential criminal checks, assuring that no warrants or probes would interfere with their return to Mexico. Federal officials were shocked that this high-ranking ICE official, known as a dedicated leader in the war on drugs, had assisted the enemy in this fashion. In Arizona, he was known as an incorruptible and tireless cop who could never be cracked by the bad guys. Now he faces 2 decades in jail and has the dubious honor of being the highest-ranking ICE official to admit or be convicted of corruption.
2 decades in jail? I'm amazed at what I'm hearing. I mean,
he's facing 2 decades.
I understand, but even so, he's pled guilty before he's gotten the deal. I'm amazed at what I'm hearing.
He's hardly the first, however. In the last year alone, ICE, the Homeland Security Agency that enforces immigration laws and protects the U.S. against terrorist attacks, so they claim, has been rocked by several major corruption scandals. Just a few months ago, a Florida-based agent in charge of investigating domestic and international human smuggling organizations admitted he took bribes to help illegal aliens from China and Latin America enter the United States. And as far as I'm concerned, that's great. It doesn't bother me necessarily that they're helping people get into this country. That doesn't bother me because, again, I'm all in favor of people coming here to make a better life for themselves. And it's unfortunate that in many cases that means they have to, you know, hire a coyote to bring them across the border, and the coyotes have to pay off people like these corrupt border guards in order to make it through unmolested. That's just the way things are. When you have a prohibition, and in the case of immigration, it's a prohibition on humans traveling in certain places, you have a prohibition, the black market's going to get involved. Officials are no doubt going to be corrupted by the amounts of money that are being offered to them. Because they're not getting extra power out of it. You know, you don't get more power from helping the coyotes or the drug dealers. You just get more money. And that's all it takes to convince them to join your side. In this case, before that, a high-ranking ICE official in Detroit was sentenced to prison for taking bribes, gifts, and favors to release illegal immigrants with criminal records. And months earlier, a veteran ICE attorney got charged with 75 crimes for accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes from illegal immigrants seeking American citizenship. In the same month, a decorated ICE agent who had won the Justice Department's highest honor for employee performance was arrested and charged with distributing drugs. So there you have just a handful of cases that happened within the last year and evolved to a sort.
I really wish this would teach people a lesson that if you stick a badge on someone or stick a robe on them or just a title, that it doesn't transform them morally into a good person. And so this whole idea that we have to have these people keeping us under control so that chaos doesn't erupt, it's a fallacious notion because they're not better than us. They're not better than anyone else, and so they are not capable of keeping of maintaining law and order.
Absolutely. You know, they're as corruptible as anybody else would be. And to think that you could somehow solve this problem by, well, I don't know, hiring another layer of bureaucrats, like an internal affairs division or something like that,
that'll work.
Keep an eye on things and to, you know, be checking these guys out. It doesn't do anything because you pop one of them and then somebody else just gets popped later down the line. You'll never clean house of all the corrupt agents.
Because, I mean, you just got to ask yourself, if one of these agents is making $40,000 a year. And by the way, if you put the military on the border, you're going to pay them like $10,000 a year and expect them to not be corruptible. I love how people think that putting the military on the border is going to do anything. Yeah, that'll just open it up as wide as a sieve. You think those privates, those 19-year-old privates in there that are making $7,000 and $8,000 a year aren't going to let people go through?
Yeah,
absolutely ludicrous.
And what do you expect if you have a position of power? What sort of person do you expect to be attracted to that position of power? The fact that there's corruption, I'm sure some people say it's an exception, but I'm like, my intuition would tell me that it would be the general rule.
It's just about
how
much money
you're going to attract.
It's all about how much money.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
And
how much money does it take to get this guy to not watch his post anymore?
We are coming back here with more. You're welcome to comment, bring up whatever's on your mind as well. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why Oxy Silver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. Oxy Silver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing Oxy Silver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order Oxy Silver today. This call could save your life.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com. V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you could call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are listeners of the show. You can see them, and you can be a Shriner as well. If you're a lady listener, get all the details at shrine.freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com. And Manchester Brewing is the purveyor of tonsil polish and spandex remover since the Norman Conquest. Again, learn more at manchesterbrewing.com. As we continue here, we're going to take your phone calls about whatever you want, and then still to come, a little bit more about ICE, because it's not all about corruption when it comes to the border guards. Sometimes it's just about a good old-fashioned beating. Let's go to Cindy in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cindy.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight, Cindy?
Well, I'll tell you, I just want to let you know before I get into my subject that I'm an amplifier of yours from South Bend, Indiana, and we just love you guys over here.
That is super. Thank you so much.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling is I've run into a bit of a problem, and I'm thinking that since you guys have a credit collection agency as one of your sponsors, I'm figuring maybe you might know a little something about this. But anyway, to make a long story short, I ran into a number of financial problems many, many years ago, which we have since resolved. With my husband's help, he's helped me get myself back on track, and I received something from a credit collection agency today. I'm not going to say which one or anything like that. The balance that they want is quite small, but believe it or not, this is from the year 2000, and when I'm asking her what when I called them and asked them what this was all about, they couldn't even tell me what it was about because they did not have any of the information about what had been purchased. They didn't have any receipts, anything. She said she had no documentation to send me. All they do is they purchase accounts. They do not purchase statements.
That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. So here we're talking more than 9 years ago, and they're wanting this amount of money, and it's really an amount of money that's not only $350, which is not going to make a big difference in my life right now. But it's like, if you can't even tell me what it's for, why should I pay it?
No, it sounds like a scam to me. After 7 years,
it's off your credit. I've actually heard from the Dave Ramsey show. I listen to enough talk radio to be able to. He says that, in fact, debts don't go away, but they may go off your credit report. So, I don't know what kind of legality they'd have in collecting them. I understand.
That's what I'm wanting to know. Well, I mean, I figured since you had one of these guys as your sponsors, that maybe you might have some kind of clue how they operate, and can they legally come after me after 9 years?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but I do know that that Jason Osborne from SACL CAI is pretty knowledgeable on these sorts of things. So I don't know if he's tuned in right now. Hopefully he is. If not, maybe we'll give him a call during one of the breaks and see what he thinks about this. But I agree with Dale. I think that it sounds to me like there's a scam going on here, wherein it seems like a fairly good scam in that you write up a bunch of invoices or whatever, or in this case, letters saying, hey, we're a collections company, and you owe this. And then you just see who pays, right? You just send it out and see who ponies up.
That's my first guess.
It's like the IRS does, except, the IRS makes you calculate it.
Yeah. And I think that I'm not a lawyer either, so treat this as hearsay and back and go check it out. But my understanding, too, is that from a legal perspective, they can't really do anything to you if it's what's called a signature loan. It's basically totally a reputation loan. That's all it is. I mean, it can go on your credit record and everything. If you don't pay your credit card, for instance, your credit card cannot come after you for your house or your car. All you did is sign it saying, I'll agree to pay this back. And really the only thing they can hold against you is that they can mar your credit record and say, this person didn't pay it back.
I've never actually looked at a credit report. Would it show you on the credit report what outstanding debts you have? Would there be some sort of indicator as far as maybe you could go look at that and say, okay, there is something here.
But if someone makes a charge, makes a claim, it is that responsibility of that person to back up that claim.
I agree completely.
If I say, Ian, you're a flaming jerk, then all I have to do is list off the reasons why you're a flaming jerk, and then I've proven my case.
Right.
However, if I can't prove why you're a flaming jerk, then I am.
Yeah, that is my understanding of the way the commerce system works in general. I mean, it's if someone says you owe them money, you have the full. You're certainly welcome to cut them a check and make them go away, but you're also welcome to ask them to say, "All right, show me the original instrument that I signed."
Absolutely.
That proves
I want to see the signed instrument. That's what I want to see.
And if they're not going to do that, then they're just blowing hot air is what I think. So we'll see if we can get Osborne on here to talk about it. But thank you. Anything else you want to talk about tonight?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, what forum do you have any website for this this guy that you were talking about? Any place where I might be able to contact him for this information?
If you go to the freetalklive.com, the banner to SACL CAI is right there at the top of the on the right-hand side. And
SACL CAI, yeah.
Yeah, SACL CAI. I'm sure that Jason's email is right there, and you can ask him that question.
That would be wonderful, and I will do that. And I thank you so much for your time. And again, we just love listening to you.
Thank you, Cindy. I appreciate hearing from you, and we'll try to get an answer for you here at 800-259-9231. I can't imagine Jason's going to say anything different from what we've said here, that this sounds like just some sort of organization that's reaching out to people. Maybe they're reaching out to people who've had debt. Maybe they somehow got some
legit
names.
And maybe it isn't. But if they can't show you a signed instrument, then you don't have a debt, in my opinion.
I could also see them reaching out to people who have really, really good credit records, because those people have already shown an interest in keeping their credit really clean and spotless.
Possibly.
So if they get a notice, I've got an unpaid debt. Oh, no, you know, and they write off a check right away.
Absolutely. Especially older people as well. Elderly people are very likely to fall victim to this. Some might be suffering from a bit of Alzheimer's or something like that, dementia.
All they have to do is, in this case, is you know, have P.O. boxes and keep on moving them. You know, you send out the invoice and every month you move the P.O. box or whatever, and the cops will never catch up to that.
Is it a crime? I guess it's fraud. Yeah, that is fraud, because they are saying you have debt and you probably don't. If you don't,
they're lying and you lose money as a result. That's fraud.
Yeah, it's true. All right, toll free number here is 800-259-9231. You're welcome to comment on Cindy's issue or bring up whatever's on your mind. Tim is in Georgia and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I'm new to your radio station. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a veteran, and I was wondering, what's the ultimate goal, you know, with your entire radio station?
Well, when you say radio station, you're referring to Free Talk Live, the talk show, this show?
Yeah.
Sometimes people confuse the term station and show. You know, radio stations are typically thought of as
something with a
transmitter.
With a big tower.
Operating 24 hours a day on the radio. This show is on the radio in 60 markets, on 60 transmitters around the country. But we're not a radio station. But I can answer your question about what's our goal. We'll talk about it. Hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. More with Tim. Your calls as well. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, plus an ice beating. We'll tell you about it. Who did it happen to and where? And we'll give you the details. Free Talk Live.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights, and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by
and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features, including the archives. If you've missed a moment, just click and download. They're yours free right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. That, again, freetalklive.com. Plus, I want to tell you about the School Sucks podcast. The public school system sucks off the productive capacity of hardworking people. And whether public education succeeds or fails, spoiler alert, it fails. At providing real education to the public, the cost goes up and up year after year. There are no refunds. Oh, and it also destroys individualism and curiosity, not to mention entrepreneurship. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. As we continue here, we go back to Tim in Georgia. Now, Tim, you said you're relatively new to Free Talk Live, and your question was, and make sure I'm recapping correctly here, the question was, what's the eventual goal of this show?
Yep, you got it.
Well, I would say that it's probably the same goal as any radio show, to get you to hold through a commercial break and listen to our advertisers, hopefully patronize some of them so we can stay on the air. You're probably looking for something a little more highfalutin than that, so we could say that
You could call a sub-goal entertaining people. So
yeah, you have to entertain them enough to get them to hold through the break to listen to the next segment.
Whether that entertainment comes through education or whatever fashion it comes through.
Right, I think...
What about starting a movement?
Well, the movement's already started. There's the Liberty Movement, and we are part of that on this program. Free Talk Live is an open forum in that we'll take calls from anybody about virtually anything. So it doesn't necessarily have to be issues focused.
But we're all...
Okay, I'm a veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan, and while I was in Iraq, I realized I wasn't really fighting for anything except, well, we all know what that is.
Politicians, you mean? Except the whims of politicians?
Yeah, most likely.
Yep.
And tell you the truth, I haven't had purpose since then.
It does. The military can do that to so many men, and it's really sad. You know, a lot of guys go in the military for direction and discipline, and you know, it maybe it provides. I don't know.
They can tell you what to do.
Right?
They'll get direction.
They'll certainly give you some direction, but then you find out that direction stinks, and then you get out, and it's been, you know, there was the formative years there where you would have found your own direction. Now, that's, you know, the government got that, and it's hard to find your own direction afterwards.
So, but if you don't mind, let me continue briefly here and give you the rest of the vision for the show, because, yes, the primary purpose is to take calls from anybody about virtually anything, but we also have some very principled, liberty-oriented personalities behind the microphones on the show. So when it does come to the issues, long-term, the idea would be to help spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible, not just in the United States, but around the world as well. And I think that we've been probably the most successful liberty-oriented media entity at least in the radio business of all time, at accomplishing that particular goal. So long-term...
Well, to interrupt you, you got a lot of power, and you got a lot of people listening.
Yeah? I don't know if I have power. I just have a microphone, and...
but a lot of people listen.
I guess there's a lot of power behind some of the radio transmitters that are... it'd be interesting to kind of total up the total number of watts that is currently airing Free Talk Live around the country. But actual power...
A lot less than Rush Limbaugh's.
I don't desire power. I have no interest. I'm not a power seeker. I'm not somebody who wants to lord over others.
I'm not talking like personal power, but you have power to start a movement.
Influence, perhaps. We have the ability to put ideas.
Ears.
We have the ability to put ideas out into people's minds that maybe hadn't necessarily considered certain viewpoints before. That will get their gears turning. Hopefully, get them inspired, get them excited about freedom, and get them taking action to advance it. Plus, one of the sponsors of the show is the Free State Project. We're all participants, at least on the show tonight. We're all participants in that project, and that is a deliberate effort to bring liberty-oriented people together to the same place. Have you heard about that yet?
No, actually, I haven't.
Well, if you love freedom and you love liberty, the idea of being free yourself, and also, of course, in order to be free, you have to allow other people to be free. If you love the idea of liberty and you want to see it happen in your lifetime, the Free State Project is, I think, the best opportunity for that, because we're literally gathering thousands of people together that are of a relatively like mindset in that they all believe in individual liberty and achieving it at some point soon, and getting them together in the same place in order to get active in a way that has heretofore been unseen in the liberty movement as on a wider focus. The idea is to gather people together in the same geographic area, and that area is New Hampshire, and it's working out very, very well so far. Over 9,800 people are participants in the Free State Project, and about 1,000 of them almost have made the move here to New Hampshire so far. So it's been a great experience, and it's something I highly recommend that you, as somebody who perhaps may be interested in achieving more freedom, and somebody's looking for something to get behind and something to get excited about, go to freestateproject.org.
Well, that would kind of be hard to push down here in the South. I just wanted to know what should I tell my fellow veterans, my friends who I still keep in touch with. What can a simple man do in his everyday life to promote that?
Dale, you are a veteran. Do you want to field that one?
I'm not sure I understand the question. You mean as far as what can you do to promote liberty?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's so many things. I think that being outspoken and having the guts to speak the truth in an environment where...
In a loving way.
You know, yeah. You may get attacked for it, but, you know, get a thick skin and... be willing to talk about it.
There are ways that you can be a better a communicator of the liberty ideas than just going and trial and error and figuring out what works on your own for and what doesn't. There are organizations like the Advocates for Self-Government at theadvocates.org that are dedicated to helping people better understand and better communicate the ideas of liberty to people, because they're very powerful ideas and you want to get out there and you want to spread them and you want to tell people about them. But if you aren't effectively communicating them, then you might be doing more damage than you will be assisting people. So I would recommend that, number one, you bone up, go and, you know, read some great liberty-oriented literature in case you know you're not quite there yet on your knowledge of the subject. Stuff like Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World, which is an excellent book. We've got a couple of free audiobooks on our one of our blog site at book.freekeen.com. Got Wes Bertrand's Complete Liberty, also the Tannehill's The Market for Liberty. Those are totally free for you to download. You can, again, bone up your own knowledge, then learn about how to communicate it to others most effectively, and then hopefully come on up here to New Hampshire. I know you said it's hard to sell down in Florida or down in the South, but Mark and myself and Dale are all native Southerners.
I'm from Georgia originally myself. I moved up to New Hampshire.
Well, I think you effectively called me an idiot somewhere in there.
I'm sorry. I don't think I did. What did I say?
Telling me to educate myself, rather. No, but I like you guys. You guys rock. No,
that wasn't. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
I think he's kind of joking.
Wait, are you joking about that? Because that was not my intent. Tim?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, okay, you were joking. Very good. Yeah, I mean, we're all educating ourselves. I mean, we're all constantly learning more, and so that there was no harm was intended with that.
In fact, I would continue what you based on what you said as far as you know, you can do more harm to the if you don't communicate it correctly and everything. I would be reluctant to say that. I think that people should. I would say take the plunge, start doing it. And certainly learn from your mistakes and learn how to communicate better. But I wouldn't want anyone to think, oh, if I don't do this just right, I'm going to do more harm than good.
Well,
I think if you
something
speak,
be said
if
for
you're
that.
Speaking out for liberty, I think that's always a good start.
That's true, but I agree with you there. There's nothing wrong with doing something.
We've just messed it up so many times, Dale.
But there's a difference between doing something right and doing it more effectively, or doing it poorly and doing it more effectively. Thanks for the call tonight, Tim. Appreciate it. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food Experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food Guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale. And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. When you start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com, it's the same Amazon experience. It's just you're entering through our portal. So you get the same great Amazon prices, free Super Saver shipping deals. You can order used items if you want to. Dozens of categories in which you can shop. And Free Talk Live will get a cut on pretty much everything you buy if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. So, we continue here, and we'll talk to Zachary in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zachary.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I enjoy listening to you guys, and I've been listening via the podcast for 2-3 weeks now, and I have to take issue with you on your analysis of public schools and public education.
Before you do that, how did you find the show? Just curious.
Searching on iTunes.
Okay, very good.
I have to say that on the one hand, I do agree in, with many of the liberty-based tenets of education and the criticisms of public schools, but some of your analysis I find to be misguided.
Like what?
For example, I heard the comment probably a couple weeks ago that private schools spend less educating students than public schools do. And on its face, this is true. One thing you have to consider, though, that I think your analysis left out is that private schools are largely educating students that are typically developing. They are largely average to high achievers. They are a lot easier and therefore cost less to educate than students with disabilities, students that are not as motivated, things like that.
Okay, so
you
pointed out that the public school system is in fact welfare for middle class people and that have kids that have some kind of developmental disorder. But what you're not addressing there is that the public school also makes developmental disorders. They take your average kid who 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 30 years ago, wouldn't have been called anything but a little, you know, rambunctious. They turn them into somebody with attention deficit disorder, call them, you know, disabled, and then stick them into some class. And I'd say that you're talking at that point, I'm just guessing here, since the numbers have exploded on what the developmentally disabled kids are in public school, since those numbers have exploded, that you're probably talking 3-1, 4-1, 5-1 are, in fact, you know, kids that don't need to be have this extra money spent on them, but it is being spent on them.
Well, that's a nice point, Mark, but it doesn't really address the issue specifically that he brought up, which is cost. And I'd like to address that, if you don't mind. And that is that what you're talking about here may be that, you know, may be true, because private schools are likely not taking the the disabled kids, the kids with real problems, like the ones that really need serious help with learning. A lot of private schools are probably not taking those. But that said, presuming there was no more government school and that all schooling was done on a private basis, then you would see costs drop anyway, even for the more disabled children, because then there would be an incentive to drop costs, because the government has no incentive to spend money wisely, whereas people in the marketplace and businesses and charities absolutely do.
That's correct, of course. But even so, I think that this is kind of a talking point. I've heard it come up all the time, and it seems like sort of a convenient convenient excuse for the public schools. But if you look at their costs and where they're spending their money, that doesn't explain it. I mean, you can track it, and money is going toward like really high salaries for people who do not call for it.
Right.
You know, a kindergarten teacher making $80,000 a year.
Go ahead.
You're correct. In that much of the higher cost in education, and I agree also that if you were to completely privatize education, costs would come down. My contention is that if you just cite the number as being the average of $5,000 to $6,000 for a private school, $7,000 to $8,000 for a public school, you're hiding some of the fact that when private education comes into the picture, a student who requires more resources is going to cost more than somebody else. And I think that is a detriment to the argument.
But it's absolutely true.
But a lot of the waste of course in education it does. Comes from the centralized structure. It's not necessarily related to the education of the student, and I feel like that's where the arguments and the energy are better centered.
It's a huge issue, and certainly we can't just take the one issue out if it hasn't been addressed on the air, and then point those issues out. But I have tried to address this issue of developmentally disabled kids in school, and I've addressed it in some cases without prompting, because I know people ask these questions. But if it was really about educating developmentally disabled kids, then we would then everybody else's kid would have to go to a private school, and we'd just have public schools for developmentally disabled ones. So it's a straw man, a bugbear. And secondly, where is the obligation in me to take care of somebody else's developmentally disabled kid? I mean, that's the question. Is why
I think
is
he's
it
saying there is?
Yes, well,
I'm
he
not,
is.
I'm not saying there is. I don't think there is an obligation. Like I said, I agree basically with the principle.
Right. You're not understanding. Let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying. If you don't mind, let me recap what you were saying for Mark, who doesn't seem to be paying close attention here.
Stick it in your ear.
What you're saying is you're being combative like you were last night with the other caller.
I'm not.
What you were saying is that you agree generally with the principles that we're discussing, that the marketplace can do these things better and at lower cost. It's just that you thought that perhaps the comparison that was made when you heard us talking about the issue as far as cost, the direct cost comparison, was a little disingenuous because it left out the issue.
But I have to address each one of these issues. It's not just this caller. It's every caller every listener that's sitting out there that has those questions in their mind too. And he's calling in about an issue that, well, you didn't properly address that. Well, what's the next guy going to call in about? Well, you know, and so I'm addressing other issues while I talk about it. But if you're just talking about cost, the fact is the public schools set the bar, and then private schools set their funding around that. Private schools wouldn't be able to charge as much if it wasn't for what public schools get per student.
It's likely that private schools would be cheaper in the marketplace.
They would have to compete.
They can be several thousand dollars cheaper and still be expensive and be very competitive against public schools. So that's
part of the argument there is that the clientele for the private school, the entrepreneur or the group that's running the school has to take into account that that clientele is not only paying for the tuition, the product they're purchasing, they're also already paying for the public schools no matter what.
Yeah, that's yes.
And that figures into the cost analysis. But you also
The other thing in the cost analysis, though, is that public schools can kind of, you know, they can set the bar wherever they want, and in that public schools you're forced to pay for, and then private schools kind of their number comes from public schools to being in the marketplace to some extent, so it buoys their number too. If they had to get competitive. Really competitive for people's dollars in the education marketplace, you'd see all kinds of different educational opportunities.
Yes.
You'd see big rooms where kids were educated on a monitor, you know, that took up half the wall there, and then they were, you know, they'd have little, you know, people that older students that would go around and help them and teach them. You'd see all kinds
you'd
of extraordinarily cost-effective ways of handling it. And if it weren't for the taxes, a parent would be able to stay home and homeschool their kids.
Well, now that's something I have to take contention with you, because in most states a parent can already keep their student home and homeschool them. Something which I think is great, but it's also
hold on. But I said regarding the taxes, though. I
mean, what about just
if you take the taxes out of the equation? How much do you pay in taxes? About 50%.
Right. Right. Both parents are working. For a lot of people, they need that free. Babysitting. It's they're getting the education. They're also getting babysitting, so they can go to work all day and ignore their child. It's really horrendous. I was doing a video today. Actually, it's just ironic this kind of or coincidental that this came up because I was doing a video about homeschooling versus public schools, and I feel like a lot of this glazes over what is the big issue with public schools, and not, you know, they teach people things, and that's, you know, maybe not as good as, certainly not as good as private schools and homeschooling. But what's more concerning to me is that they. Their number one goal, far and ahead of any sort of teaching that they do, is to teach blind obedience.
Sit down,
for
shut
12
up,
years.
Make sure you use raise your hand, I use the bathroom.
Right. And that's what scares me the most about public schools, is that they're indoctrinating
but
people.
Private schools
into
are no
space.
Better in that area. They really
well,
are.
Well, they have to follow their status as well, because they're under tremendous restrictions and codes and things that they have to. They have to be just like the public schools in many ways.
Even the homeschoolers have to follow certain regulations, and some in more states than others. Thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight, Zach. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and the wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yeahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yeahimtalkingtoyou.com if you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.